Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sullivan moves to third. West moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Sullivan scores. West moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is called out on strikes. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbacher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Renza drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Allen out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-1 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hildebrand drops the ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Steinbacher chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hayes. Hayes fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hayes. Allen moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. QL reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Kress, who tags Owen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. QL scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 2 in the game. Renza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Lee reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and has Lee trapped. There's the throw to Clift and over to Hefner, who tags Lee for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic is hit by the pitch. Hayes moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Cole now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berger takes first base on ball four. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 3 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Berger moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. West reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Clint Brown now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Bell reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. West scores. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift is walked intentionally. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen is walked intentionally. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 0-for-4 in the game. Rensa hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan bunts for an out with unknown description. Allen moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell is walked intentionally. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Kress reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Kress moves to third. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Heath pinch hits for Ed Cole. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-5 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Brown reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Steinbacher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.